The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Commentary on it, but I think everybody was screaming and roaring if they were near a television and watching that race just before 11 o'clock or around 11 o'clock this morning. And these guys are just so likeable. I've met them on a number of occasions. I interviewed them just before they went off. I've interviewed them when they came back after Tokyo. They're the most unassuming, down-to-earth men that you will ever come across. You know, very, very well educated. One's a junior doctor, got a first class honours in that. The other is a master's in something else. And they are just so laid back. It's incredible to just realise what they've achieved, given the kind of individuals that they are, so humble in many, many ways. And they're now in the history books because they are the first Irish athletes to win golds at successive games since Pat O'Callaghan. Now, you might ask, who was he? Well, back in 1928 and 1932, he threw the hammer. He was also from Cork, for the record, and he got two goals. Now the lads have done it. And the reality is that Paul O'Donovan has actually won medals in three games. Because he won a silver with his brother in the games, before the games in Tokyo in Brazil. Henry McKean was at Skibbereen Rowing Club, which is the lad's home club, to capture history. He met with the rowers' friends and family and he sent us this report.
At the Skibbereen Arts Festival, hundreds of people have gathered as Paul Donovan and Fintan McCarthy are about to do something special. It's an Olympic gold! We're here at Skibbereen. The place has gone crazy.
Gosh, this is absolutely super. It's just a pity that it's raining and put a bit of a damper on it. And we were just saying there we weren't able to celebrate 3 years ago.
And you couldn't, because
of COVID. God, will we celebrate today and tonight and everything else.
And the screaming and the shouting inside the
there.
Town hall.
Absolutely, the atmosphere was something. I said, when we couldn't be in Paris, it was just next best thing. It was just super.
Proud are you?
Proud, I'm so proud of them. I know Paul very well and his family. And Paul, you know, Paul is the first cousin of Gavin Coombs. Gavin, the rugby player, their first cousin. So we're so proud of, we know the family very well. And we're now very, absolutely, and Fintan and Aoife Casey, everybody.
Just delighted.
And for Dominic Casey, he's just such a lovely gentleman. And he is super. What he has done for this town and what rowing has done for this town, and it's such a hard sport. We're absolutely delighted for them.
Brendan McCarthy from Skibbereen Arts Festival.
That was sensational. How are you feeling?
I'm overwhelmed. Just roller coaster of emotions. What a performance from the two boys and from the two girls, in fairness. Great improvement by Aoife Casey and Meg Scrimmon since the last games. But geez, Fintan and Paul, just such a dominant display. I've never seen an atmosphere like that in Skibbereen Town Hall.
Like an electricity, a warmth, a love, it would take over your whole body.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're just so, they're normal people. They Paul will be walking on the street here next week in Fintan. Do you know, there's no airs and graces. They're one of our own, or two of our own, sorry.
And the fact that history has made three Olympics back-to-back, silver, gold, gold, for Paul O'Donovan, that is an unbelievable historic moment.
Yeah, when you think, like, Ireland are doing brilliantly this week, but overall, Ireland don't have that many Olympic medals. There are very few Olympians in Ireland. And to think that Paul O'Donovan has medaled at three games, Fintan has got two goals at two games, it's amazing. And, like, we should never take for granted, like, you know, a small town like Skibbereen.
Pull like a dog?
Pull like a dog.
And that phrase made famous back in 2016.
In 2016, and we're not forgetting Gary O'Donovan here today. Gary and Paul started it all, one of the best nights ever in Skibbereen. But it's amazing, amazing that so many medals in one club. There's no rowing club in the world. There's no club of any kind in the world has that many medals. Fair play. Go on, Skib.
I'm delighted. I watched it in the tan yard, and we're absolutely thrilled in Skibbereen and West Cork for the boys. And they really, really had a tough race, and they did it. I'm delighted for them, and I'm celebrating, and I'm watching everything, and I love it.
Hi, I'm Regina Coombs, and I'm Paul's auntie.
Una Raggett, Paul's aunt.
Phil Hurley, Paul's auntie.
You must be so, so proud.
Oh, absolutely. We are
so beyond words proud and do of what they have achieved. It's just utterly amazing, and so it is.
Yes, that Paul has made history being a three-time Olympian. To have one Olympian in your family would be amazing, but to have a three-time Olympian is just, it's beyond words, it's phenomenal.
And it is history, the fact that it's silver, two golds, back-to-back, three Olympics.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's history in the making. So few athletes, elite athletes, get to that level that it is, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, we are absolutely thrilled for them. And it means so much to the town, the club, Skibbereen Rowing Club, the town, West Cork. It is just amazing. It gives everybody a lift. And they are just phenomenal athletes. And all the hours of hard work, dedication, rain, hail, shine, while we're all tucked up in bed, they were training. And
Christmas
it's been
Day.
Worth it.
Christmas Day.
And Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, but outside that, because Paul comes from a very large extended family. And Paul and Gary back in the day would have been at many family functions and had to leave the family functions to go and do their training. So it's not what's in the water, it's down to their hours and hours and hours of sacrifice and hard work.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you
proud.
Very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Breeding beats feeding.
So there's great breeding.
Yes. So, you know, it's not in the, it's in the water, and breeding beats feeding. It's not hard work.
Hi, my name is Anne Salter Townsend, and my sister Carmel Collins. We're related to the O'Donovan family.
Yes, we're absolutely thrilled for them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's done wonders for the lads, for the club, for the town. You saw the town hall, it came to be all about community today.
So it was all about community, it's a celebration and heart and love.
Yeah, heart and love and pride in the lads and pride in the work they do that nobody sees, but that we know they're doing. It's wonderful. It's just amazing. We're absolutely thrilled.
I'm having a chat with Ellie O'Donovan in the tan yard. The pub was absolutely packed for this gold race. You're wearing a Skibbereen Rowing Club t-shirt. Mm-hmm. How proud are you of the lads, of the community?
Oh, I'm so proud of the lads. The atmosphere today was amazing. At half 10, the pub was packed, and just throughout the whole race, it was amazing inside here. And fair play to the lads, they did so well, and Skibbereen are so proud of them.
And we've got Danger Zone playing in the background. There was a bit of Danger Zone earlier, but now everyone is calm, celebrating.
Yeah, everybody's kind of returned back to work, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of celebrations, especially when the homecoming comes back to town, and hopefully there'll be a few into the pub tonight to celebrate as well.
You're here in the merch shop. You bought something from the Skibbereen Rowing Club. What did you buy?
Hi, I'm Hazel Latham, and I just got a gorgeous present from my dad, Roy Skinner, who's actually originally from down here in West Cork.
And what did you think of the race?
Oh, out of this world. Absolutely thrilled and so proud to be Irish. And just delighted that we're here. We just happened to be here at the same time.
So you're on holiday?
On holidays.
And where is home?
Dublin.
So you're from Dublin, you're in Skibbereen, and yes, you soaked up this amazing gold atmosphere.
Oh, it was the best ever, and we'd friends over from Canada, so it was brilliant for them to see that as well, and we got to see it live, and be in their hometown was just absolutely amazing.
You're from Rochester in England.
But my mother came from Cape Clear Island, and my gran came from Skibbereen.
Ah, so there is
holiday.
A connection.
Oh yes, strong connection.
And you're here in the Skibbereen merch shop. What are you buying?
We're going to buy some t-shirts following the race and support. The proceeds are going to the club, which is fantastic.
So you're thrilled, you're delighted.
Oh, it was amazing. It was very moving to see, and such great characters. Marvellous. Yes. For Skibbereen, well, it was such pride. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So I'm Gráinne O'Driscoll from Cork City, but all my relations down here. So we watched the rowing over in Union Hall, watched my mother, my brother, my sister-in-law and loads of the nieces, and we were all going, go on Ireland! And they're fantastic. So again, they started strong, and then halfway through they were ahead, and then they really put the old muscle in.
Pulled like a dog.
Yes. So fantastic. So we were all shouting and roaring. It was a great win for them, yeah. So delighted, absolutely delighted. Well done, lads, you're great. And yeah, fantastic. Brilliant. Slán.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.